You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get some. Beware,
IGN GameScoop.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. This is our special E3 2014 edition of GameScoop. So I'm joined right now by Greg Miller.
Hi.
Ryan McCaffrey.
Top of the morning.
Brian Albert.
Hey, everyone.
Gonna kick things off, start talking about Microsoft's plans at E3 this year. The whole idea of this show is to give you an idea of what to expect. Come E3, which kicks off June 9th.
It's close, Damon.
The Microsoft press conference actually kicks things off.
Early.
9 a.m. Pacific,
cool.
June 9th. You should be planning on watching all this content live on IGN with pre and post shows hosted by your boys here, Greg and Damon.
Yeah, that's right.
So, 9 a.m. Pacific, June 9th, the lights go down in the theater. What do you think Microsoft comes out with first, Halo 5?
That's what I'm hoping for.
I don't think they kick off with that.
No?
What do you think it's going to be? A new IP?
So we...
Intellectual property.
Right. Rumor after rumor after rumor, Halo 2 anniversary, right? That seems to be like about the worst kept secret. They're trying to shove the genie back in the bottle on that one. They have been for a while. I think that's where you start. You say, hey...
Now,
it's not just the Halo 2 anniversary, though.
Right.
Rumored, right?
Well, the leak rumor.
The leak was about like a collection.
It's like the Master Chief collection, right? One Halo 4.
If that's the case, yeah, I think you open with that, and it's like, you know, you sort of Halo 2 will be the headliner no matter what, right? Because that's what everybody wants. We want Halo 2 multiplayer back. We want to see it get a modern treatment. So.
You think that's a bigger headline than Halo 5?
No, but
you save you have that last saving. Firework.
Okay,
that you bookended it with Halo. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you either close with that, or then you lead from. This maybe Master Chief Collection thing into 5. There,
gotcha.
Which they've already said fall 2015, so I don't know how much they're possibly going to show of Halo 5, but I think it's got to be something.
Mm-hmm. Why is he in that desert? We're going to find out.
Yeah. So like,
why is he wearing that tarp? What are you doing, Master Chief?
For years, up until last year, I believe, Microsoft always led with the Call of Duty.
Right.
But then last year, they had, at the Xbox One reveal event, they had their own section of that dedicated to Call of Duty, so they didn't need to do it at the press conference. Right. Do we think Call of Duty Advanced Warfare will be a part of Microsoft's show this year?
Kevin Spacey's I would parachute in.
I would bet Brian Albert's job on it.
Yeah.
Wow, you're so confident to do that. I'm hoping they do start with that, because I'm actually really interested in the story for the first time in...
The new Call of Duty?
For Advanced Warfare story, since... Maybe Black Ops, first Black Ops.
In the reveal trailer for Advanced Warfare, the big giant thing plastered on the front of it was the following is all Xbox One footage.
That's
so
true.
They're clearly, you know, Microsoft is not letting this partnership go. And to that effect, yeah, I think it's almost certainly going to be a headliner at the Microsoft E3 briefing. Right.
They always did the DLC first on Xbox systems, so they'll probably continue with that.
They love to bring out celebrities for E3 press conferences. You think Kevin Spacey will walk out there?
Was it Usher for Call of Duty?
Dan Central.
Central, right, okay. Yep.
Yeah, Usher.
They got to get Kevin Spacey.
That would be awesome if Kevin Spacey were
there. Yeah, comes out, gives a stirring Frank Underwood monologue. Mm-hmm. He gets out there and monologues on that stage, it's over.
I know, the bar is set pretty, I mean, the best celebrity appearance ever was Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
Well, yeah, that was really good.
That was classic.
That was like 2 years ago, yeah. Now, what about the like the Halo TV stuff that's going on planned? You think they'll show any of that, talk about it?
From what I've read, I don't think they've started shooting it yet. Mm-hmm. So maybe they'll do some sort of like CG teaser trailer thing.
Show storyboards.
Yeah, that'll
go really well.
This is where we're going.
Yeah. Well, they announced it last at the Xbox reveal event that Steven Spielberg is involved, right?
Correct.
And it's supposed to be aired on Xbox Live, but then they haven't given an update since then. So I don't know, people are going to forget about it if they don't bring it back up again, right?
True, but remember, Phil Spencer has also made it extremely clear.
That's true.
Games, 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 nothing but games. So I'm not sure. I don't think, I think they're going to avoid TV at all costs at this briefing.
Yeah,
I think so too. There was that quote a few months ago. He's like, oh, our 90 minutes are full. We actually are bumping stuff out to get more games.
Which we're already seeing from the price drop thing. Well, the Kinectless lower price version thing and this, you know, this Halo 5 official announcement.
Sure.
So.
Yeah,
like you know, that's got people going. If those are E3, that's why the show.
I can't wait for this conference because they seem poised to be like, all right, we're in this. We are in this.
Well, it's just last year was just so, you know, Sony just won the day.
Right.
So like so strongly.
Microsoft had a great show.
That's true.
In a vacuum, it just
it's true.
People think they had a horrible show because you know Sony stabbed them.
Yeah, it was not a horrible show. Yeah. It was just that Sony came out like.
Yeah.
So I wonder if Xbox like is Microsoft like hungry enough to take some swings back.
I think they need to not worry about Sony because they need to get their own ship in order, which Phil Spencer does seem to be doing a pretty good job of so far. But yeah, I think they need to worry about themselves before taking shots at Sony at a press conference.
Sure. A game we haven't heard about in a long time is Fable Legends.
Confirmed for E3.
For this year?
Just before we came in here to record actually.
Nice.
Don't think it'll be 2014, only because you'd think we'd have heard about more about it by now.
Yeah,
right.
They were coming out this year. But they announced it at Gamescom last year in Germany, which was, late August.
Mm-hmm.
I was there and got to, they showed it to press behind closed doors, so I saw it running, but the public hasn't seen that game in action yet.
Right.
I was a little concerned by, I'm not sure about the direction of that game, so I'm going to be very curious to see what they show and see if people agree with me or if they're pumped for it.
There's supposed to be a beta coming this year. So I don't know, maybe they'll have,
we've heard anything on that
maybe they'll have some info on the beta. Maybe they announce it, like it starts on this day.
Hope so, it'd be great.
Last year at Microsoft's conference, Quantum Break was shown.
Yay!
And it looked great.
Yep.
Based on the trailer.
We saw it, the last update we had was at the VGX Awards in December. They showed another trailer for it.
They need to start for the marketing campaign for that game, let's get a viral dance craze called the Quantum Shake that people in their offices film where they like blink out of existence.
This episode of GameScoop.
Yep. Just work with me here, Chris. Work with me here.
That's another game that's doing the like tie-in with the show.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a TV show that goes along with it.
Except it's all contained within the game. It's not separate Xbox TV show. It is. There's just TV episodes to watch between times when you play.
But your choices are supposed to affect the show?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually probably, of the announced things, I mean, if the Halo collection ends up being real, I'm going to probably flip out. Well, if it has Halo 2 multiplayer in its original untouched form.
Yeah.
Like if I can go back and play Halo 2 multiplayer, I'm done. That's like.
You're just going to tap out.
Thanks, E3 was great. I'm going to freeze myself till November.
Retire.
But Quantum Break is probably my most anticipated game that's been announced so far because it looks like they're kind of combining more of the story stuff of the sort of narrative focus of Alan Wake with the like dive hardcore third person action of Max Payne.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remedy's never made a bad game. Like they take forever to make their games, but they have never made anything but a really good game. Mm-hmm. So psyched for that one.
Last year they showed Sunset Overdrive And I would say that for sure they'd want to show that again, but they just had previews come out. So like we just saw that game recently.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think?
I don't think they'll spend a lot of time on it. I suspect they'll show, because they have confirmed there's some sort of multiplayer with it, whether it's like an open world co-op or what, I'm not sure. But yeah, I think they'll show a new aspect of the game, but probably not devote a ton of press conference time to it, if I had to guess.
Just thinking about what other properties Microsoft has, what about maybe a new Forza game?
Well, they've seemed very keen on annualizing it, don't they? We had Forza 5, Forza Horizon, which everybody loved. You know, it was a completely different open world, more casual take. It was almost like Forza crossed with Burnout Paradise. People really responded well to it. And then back to Motorsport with, four, and then Horizon, and then Motorsport 5. So, I mean, I think everyone's pretty much assuming that Forza Horizon 2 is a thing. And I hope it is, because an Xbox One version of that game could be really sweet.
What about Gears of War?
Too early.
Too early. Too soon?
The Rod Ferguson just had a podcast over there at Black Tusk, and he said, we're 100 days in, it's still in the prototyping phase, which is really disappointing because I'm ready for more Gears at this point.
Yeah.
But maybe the smallest trailer or a logo or something. I don't think there'll be much from it.
You can see they're setting themselves up, though, because holiday 2014, the big game might be, if it is in fact accurate, this Master Chief Collection, that's probably their headliner for November of this year. Then Halo 5 in
Guardians
fall,
next year.
You know, November 2015, and then probably Gears at that point for 2016 holiday.
Because they've really been, Phil Spencer was like, hey, we want people to do this right, and this is going to take time. So they're trying to like keep people calm.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't start the game until they acquired, you know, they did the deal with Epic, which was like only three months ago.
Yeah,
it's so. That's
2016 is probably a pretty reasonable expectation.
I wonder how much Kinect we'll see.
Not much.
Yeah.
That's the prediction from Greg Miller right here. Not much at all.
Actually, the Kinectless Xbox One is launching on June.
It's like launching that day.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they'll remind people that this is in stores now.
Unless, I mean, maybe they'll show the Fantasia game a little bit. They didn't show it at last year's E3.
But like that's the thing. Fantasia's been around for a while now. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's been a game that's...
I'm surprised it's not out.
Every time I hear about it, I'm like, it's still in development?
I don't get how Microsoft did not keep Dance Central rolling. Because it was a great series from a great developer.
It sold really
they had
well,
a
too.
New that sold really well, and they had a new Kinect launch last year with the Xbox One. No Dance Central game. That boggled my mind.
I bet that if it's true. That's the one Kinect announcement. Maybe I think you'll see at E3. I think there's a chance for that for sure. Because that is an established franchise. It does sell really well.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, like, because I think everything they've said so far is exciting to core gamers like us, right? Like, games. The system that's $100 cheaper without the Kinect is out that day. They want you to be excited to leave that conference, stop watching it at work, and go out on your lunch break and be like, I got to have this. I got to be ready.
For sure. Finally, I wonder if a 360 price drop. Is it time to drop the price of the Xbox 360?
How much is it in relation to the PS3 right now?
I don't even know how much any of them are. That was last gen.
I know.
Threw them all out the window. I was like, I'm done.
You set them on fire.
Yeah.
I don't think Microsoft doesn't seem to care about 360 anymore. They've moved on, which is exactly what they did with the original Xbox. Like as soon as the 360 came out, it was like, what original system?
Hold that on. They just released a new color controller for the 360.
Oh, you mean that camouflage
type design. The
Arctic
camouflage.
Right.
Turn on my 360 every week to watch Game of Thrones and promptly turn it back off.
That's where I'm at right now, too. Yeah. And it's my Telltale box for Wolf Among Us and Walking Dead.
Yeah, I still use my PS3
but,
for those.
Yeah, I don't think we'll see any 360 games at at the conference this year. Remember last year there was World of Tanks and one or two other things that are escaping my mind, but I think zero 360 games, and I'm just not sure Microsoft even cares to bother dropping the price on that console.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll still see Call of Duty for the next years. Ubisoft was like, we'll keep putting Assassin's Creed on that.
Sure,
so there's
sure,
all
sure.
that support, but I don't even know what it costs, honestly, at this point.
Any final thoughts before we move on here? You guys excited for... I know you're excited for Microsoft, the conference.
Yeah, I think they're going to come out with really great games. I mean, that's what they're talking about.
That's what they're promising.
That's exciting. I hope there's a Viva Pinata. That will be the proof of the pudding that they're about gamers if there's a Viva Pinata.
Real quick, without dragging this on too long, you know, there was an unfortunate news story today that, as we record this, that Rare suffered a few layoffs, you know, in the wake of underwhelming sales for Kinect Sports Rivals, as well as this sort of obvious shift in focus with Kinect no longer being bundled with every system, you know, we've talked about us core gamers want to see Rare go back to making core games. Mm-hmm. This Kinect, you know, cutting Kinect out could almost sort of force them to go back to. So maybe, you know, maybe you'll get your wish, Greg.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Thanks a lot, guys. We'll be right back with your PlayStation preview for E3 2014. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to Gamescoop, everybody. I'm joined now by Colin Moriarty, Marty Sliva, Greg Miller is here, and we're going to run down what we expect Sony to be showing at E3 2014, which kicks off on June 9th. Sony's press conference is 6 p.m. Pacific on
June 9th. They're closing it again.
Yep, they close out. They typically close out
the show. Always be closing.
Always be closing.
Right? Yeah. That was Glengarry Glen Ross.
I don't think they meant it in the same way. This is meaning.
Colin, when the lights go down.
Yeah.
In the theater, I don't know what the theater. Which
it's a Civic Center.
I don't know what theater is. It's that Civic Center.
It's the LA Sports Memorial. I thought again.
Oh yeah, whatever it is. Yeah. It's an arena that looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like so Kings played there in the 1970s.
The same place. The theater where they pulled the food trucks.
Correct. To.
When the lights go down. Do we hear the Uncharted theme playing?
No, I mean, I think that the Uncharted will be there, but I think it'll be last.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing. Yeah.
Whoa.
And then David Jaffe drives out in a Cadillac with a guy that looks like Sully.
Okay.
And he's directing Uncharted.
Yeah. Oh my God, can you imagine?
We can confirm the hair. Yeah. So you don't think they start with Uncharted? What do they start with?
Stats, numbers. We're going to see the new guy. You know, Jack Trenton is gone.
Oh, my God.
I forgot until just now that he's not going to be.
Big man.
He died?
He went out on top. Good for him.
I know.
So we're going to meet the new fellow. Don't know his name off the top of my head. Won't for a few years, probably. So he's going to do a lot of talking. Andrew House is going to do a lot of talking. And then they're probably going to talk about PS3 and Vita first, you would assume. Yeah. And then they'll talk about PS4 after that.
The lights are going to go out, and then it's just going to be a montage of crap we already know about.
Yep. Yeah.
The order will be mixed in there.
Yep.
Probably just that Uncharted teaser trailer at some point.
Hopefully, this will be like the first time in 5 years that the trailer's not set to dubstep.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We pass that a little bit.
Thing.
Yeah.
All right, so you think they start with PS3 and Vita? PS3 price drop?
Yes. I think a PS3 price drop is a very secure bet. They can get these things out there. More Xbox 360 is still outselling PS3 pretty handily in the United States, and this could be a cash cow for them. But they have to get manufacturing costs down, too. Now, whether or not they introduce another PS3 model, which I don't think they will, or just make the George Foreman grill PS3 cheaper, I think that that's a pretty safe bet.
Delicious.
And delicious.
Yeah.
What do you think they'll have to say about Vita?
Greg and I talk about this a lot. I don't think they're giving up on Vita. I think that that's a mistake to think that they are. They're bringing out some games this year. Soul Sacrifice Delta just came out. Freedom Wars, which is a really, really good-looking game. From Japan Studios, coming out later this year. And I still feel in my gut, in my oversized, cheeseburger-filled gut, Greg, that they're going to announce Infamous or God of War or something from the core franchise.
You're
the second party studio.
We just did a video about what I want to see at E3, and I said Infamous Vita.
Yeah.
Because I think that's still where they have to prove that it can be there can be a successful franchise on this system, that you can bring an established name to it and go. Borderlands 2 came out right, and it's selling units. We know that from what we hear on the internet and Twitterverse. But as far as like reviews, it's not being super well received.
Right. Yeah,
they need to be able to prove that it can. Mm. And when we talked to those guys, you know, the team at Sony, that's the third-party people working on bringing games over like Borderlands, they talk about the fact that they're working with other games. There's other things they're working on. You know what I mean? And we'll see what that means.
And right. I mean, aside from Tearaway, I think the only game I've played in my Vita in the past 6 months have been indie games. It's awesome for indie games. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love playing, you know, Spelunky and Hotline Miami and everything on there. But, you know, I think that's going to continue. If we're going to see Vita, we're going to see a montage, another whole slew of indie games that are coming to PS3, PS4, and Vita, which is, I'm super down for. But, yeah, they need something. They need this core. Like, what is the tentpole game this year?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason for them to abandon it yet. The attach rate of Vita is extraordinarily high. Mm-hmm. People that own Vita buy games. So once you get a Vita into people's hands, it goes to assume that people are buying games realizing the cost benefit of owning a Vita, and even if they don't, they can play it with their PS4 and stuff like that. So I think they spend a little bit of time on Vita. I think people are saying that they're going to ignore Vita or pretend Vita doesn't exist. I think you're completely wrong, but we'll see. Maybe they focus on PS4 for 90
I mean, months. I bet they butt the Vita section up to, or put it right after the PlayStation Now stuff, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah, sure. They're going to talk about PlayStation Now stuff.
Yeah, totally. That's,
that
yeah.
beta is, the closed beta is coming to PS4 tomorrow.
Yeah. yeah.
Supposed to launch this summer.
Yeah. So we're right there on the cusp of, they're still on that time schedule. And you need to remind people that it exists and the fact that, hey, this is how great it is. That, you know, play any one of these PlayStation games on any PlayStation device.
Yeah, definitely.
A good bridge between PS3 and PS4 would be Last of Us Remastered.
Sure.
I assume that will be there. I think we
haven't seen it in action yet, have we?
No. Well, they had a little trailer that frankly looked exactly like the PS3 version of the game, but the PS3 version is so pretty. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
How many keys is it though?
Oh God, who cares?
1,080 of them.
When you watched it, what did the frame rate look like? Yeah.
I think Drive Club, The Order, and The Last of Us on PS4 are definitely going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm sure we'll see new parts of The Order and new parts of Drive Club. And, you know, so I think that some of these games you already know about will certainly be there. And The Last of Us seems to be their big summer release. Who knows how it will actually do. I'm sure that they were upset that it was leaked early, because that probably halted the PS3 version being sold as much as it was. Mm. But I think that that's a safe bet, too.
There have been some trademarks claimed by Sony recently.
Yes.
For computer software called Entwined and Killstrain.
Yes.
Have you seen anything about those?
No, so I mean, there's some speculation about what these were. Some people thought that Killstrain had to do with Sony Bend, specifically with Siphon Filter. I think they came out and said that that's not true. Sony Bend is working on something. I'm actually most intrigued by what they're working on. I have no idea what it is. Entwine, some people theorize that could be Media Molecules game for PS4. No one really knows. The only thing we know for sure is that this happens every year before E3. Mm. The Order 1886 was leaked before E3 last year, and we knew that that was a big game. Coming out. So these trademarks, who knows? These can be indie games, second party games. These can be Sony Japan, little PSN games. I mean, who knows? Mm.
Yeah. You told me earlier, Colin, that you think they're going to show The Last Guardian.
Yes. I think so. Marty laughs at me, and Greg and I have had this bet for years, but it seems like the right time, right? Based on everything we know about The Last Guardian, I just talked to them a couple months ago about it. It's not canceled, it is in development. Mm-hmm. It's been in development for a long time. My assumption, and this is just my theory, is that it's a PlayStation 4 game. It's going to come out by the end of the year. That they don't haven't talked about it, don't want to show it, because they know that the mojo around this game of showing it so early and not having it was a bad idea. So I really think that if it's not here, it'll maybe at TGS, and they're going to be like, it's ready, play it on the show floor, it'll come out in November or something like that. Because there's, you know, like, I think they just have to get it out and just be like, all right, fine, here you go.
We're done.
We're done with it. And
2D side scroller.
UBR engine.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Yeah. But yeah, I think this is the year.
One more thing. Who's excited for Cat Dogs? Lights Go Out trailer starts.
If it was canceled, we wouldn't know by now. They refuse to. I've asked them a million times. Is it canceled? Is it canceled? Is it coming out? Is it coming out? They always say, yes, it's in development. It's coming out. It's in development. And we know that when they cancel games, they own up to it. Sony Santa Monica's game, which was supposed to be shown at E3 this year, was canceled. And that team was, you know, unfortunately laid off. So it's not like they're shy of doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think? Last Guardian.
It's one of those things, me and Colin make this bet every year because it's always feasible. You're always like, well, it's on there. It doesn't sound crazy, and it would be in a year where, I mean, the E3 we just talked about doesn't sound super exciting. Like, it doesn't sound bad, but it doesn't sound like we talked about it in the section before, right? Like, what a crazy press conference it was last year.
Yeah.
Like, we've never ended a press conference and been like,
wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like, that is like on another level.
Yeah.
This definitely feels like they're shifting down in terms of gear, so they need something to get you excited about.
Yeah.
And the thing I don't come down with on Colin the same way is Uncharted. If we're gonna see Uncharted, I mean, I don't know what we'd see, but I feel like that game is so far off the track right now that they can't show too much.
There's only been negative press about that game recently.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, so. Which forces their hand to do something. Yeah. Or, I mean, but even so, like, I don't even know what you come out and say then.
You would have to show the most vertical slice.
Evan and Christoph come out and they're like, hey, there's been a lot of talk about Uncharted, you know, where it is, what's happening. It is still coming. This is when it's coming. Here's a short look. And then again, it's just got to be a super, super short trailer. More VO fading up into Drake's feet walking into something and a quick gunfight and then it's over.
Yeah.
But that sounds weak too, but they need it. The same reason they, I think, debuted it so early, right? Mm. The PlayStation 4 is out and there's no giant titles, but this is what you bought it for. It is happening. Bam.
Yeah.
Then everybody left.
I'm going to say no on Last Guardian, if only because either I'm right and I feel good, or I'm wrong, and we get Last Guardian.
Like, you're glad you're wrong.
So, yeah. So
That's how I feel about Uncharted. Like, I hope they come out and have an awesome thing.
But. Yeah, I think, I'm you know, 100% sure in my mind that Uncharted will be there. Like, I just can't imagine that they're not going to have Uncharted. You know, like, yeah. I think people are being really optimistic about seeing Uncharted before holiday 2015. I think that even that's early. I think that Naughty Dog has the right and earned the right to take its time. Mm-hmm. That the shakeup there with Amy Hennig and Justin Richmond leaving is going to cause some strain. They're recasting the villain, which is going to require more motion capture and all those kinds of things. There's a lot of work to be done, but I think that game is running. I think that game has been being worked on for a long time. I think that they can polish a part of the game and show it off and show Drake and show Sully. It doesn't have to have the villain in it. It doesn't have to have anything. Just show what it looks like, you know? Yeah. And just show it, him, Drake running around mass murdering people like he did for three other games, four other games.
It's just him.
Five other games if Fight for Fortune counts.
It's just no him. He did not murder anyone in that game, did he?
I don't know.
Just him running around a grid. There's like no textures, no environment. Just a white box. Just him running around. Yeah, see, look at his jeans.
Wearing jeans. Do you guys think they're going to show whatever David Cage is working on? That weird wizard, old man wizard thing?
Oh, old man wizard.
Old man wizard.
I don't want to play that game.
Yeah, Quantic's been working on a PS4 game for a while, probably a couple of years. Beyond Two Souls wasn't very good. So I think that, you know, David Cage is an artist, right? And those guys are artists. Sure. And I think they're sensitive, too, about the way people feel about their games. I would be. So I think if they have the choice, they just hold it for another year and be like, we're not ready to show anything yet. Because, you know, I think we were pretty high on Beyond when we saw it at E3, what was it, 2 years ago, right? And it leaked that morning. And then we saw that awesome footage of them in the police office, you know, the police headquarters and stuff. And it looked great, but it was not indicative of the final game. And I think that they don't want to do that again. I think Quantic Dream is very talented. I also think Quantic Dream could be a first-party studio one day. So I think that they need to come out swinging, and I don't know if they need to do it right now.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, before we move on to Nintendo, Project Morpheus. Do they show something of that on stage? Is it too hard to demo there?
They'll talk about it, I think, right? Like, that's the future and what they're building for. But yeah, a demo of anything sounds like that'd be really hard to pull off.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that on stage. I would imagine it's going to be at the show. You know, they're going to have something for it.
Oh,
it was a really big deal during GDC here in San Francisco a couple months ago. So yeah, I would imagine it's there in some shape or form.
Yeah, I mean, so they have some first parties working on things. Sony London's working on the Deep demo, and who knows if that's going to turn into a real game. Greg and I played it. It's cool tech, and you know, it's just as cool as you know, other VR that we've played recently. But, you know, can you show it off? How do you show it off? Is it commercially viable? Is it even ready? Is it even remotely ready to go?
Yeah.
Who knows? I actually think that it would be a mistake to show it and talk about it, but...
I think it gets a small mention about the future-proof and where they're going with everything, but they need to talk about what's happening now. Because it seems like, since even the launch of the PlayStation 4, people have talked about, it's cool, but why do I need it? What is happening with it? And nothing so far this year is really changing that, right? Like, the biggest thing we know about imminent is Last of Us Again, which is great, but...
That's what they should have named the sequel to Last of Us, Last of Us Again.
Last of Us Again.
Sure. Yeah, I think I agree with you just in the sense that things are really barren from the first parties. I think there's cause to be excited about I think this E3 because one of these studios, one of these fully owned studios, whether it's Bend or, you know, whether it's you know, Sony London or it's Media Molecule or it's Japan Studio or something, one of these guys is going to show a game that you don't know about. You know? And I think it's going to be Media Molecule. But you know, that's exciting because there's not a lot of announced software coming out. We have The Order, we have Drive Club, we have Uncharted, and that's basically it for AAA games. You know, what is Santa Monica doing? What is Sony San Diego doing something like you know other than baseball and stuff like that?
Basketball.
Yeah, well, you said one of these studios are showing something. I'm hoping most of those studios are showing something. Like, they need a reason for me to be like, oh yeah, I bought this last fall, and all of these games are coming out in the next year and a half.
But I also feel like, you know, yeah, they're going to have some announcements, but we also have to remember Gamescom is going to be in August, and Gamescom is slowly but surely becoming more important than E3, and especially for PlayStation. PlayStation's much bigger in Europe than it is in the United States, and so they're going to definitely save stuff for there as well, and I wouldn't be surprised if their European studios like Media Molecule maybe wait to show their stuff off. And that's the same thing with The Last Guardian being a Japanese game. Maybe it's best for TGS, but that game's coming, I'm telling you, Damon.
I mean, I hope so.
Can we run a montage of like the last 4 years of you saying that?
His hair is getting bigger and smaller.
Thanks, guys. Next up, we're gonna be talking about Nintendo's E3 plans. Stay tuned.
Can I make one comment?
Yes.
Sorry. I don't think I'm on any of these other segments.
No, so you have one. You have something to say.
This is my last, I want everyone at home to pay close attention to the games announced and ask yourself at any press conference, any of the press conferences, where is Hayden Panettiere? Because she has been tweeting photos of her with the balls on her face in her mocap suit doing her whole thing.
Something for a game?
She is working on a video game.
Why does that have to be a game? Couldn't she be doing it for a movie?
No way.
There's no way she could be doing mocap
I'm pretty sure in some of the tweets it said video game.
Just Dance Nashville?
Oh, Jesus.
Don't,
don't tease me. What if it sings Star Nashville, Marty?
Okay. All right. We'll keep a lookout
for
her.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next up is Nintendo. Welcome back to GameScoop, everybody. This is our special E3 2014 preview edition of GameScoop. I'm joined now by Per Schneider.
Hello, Damon.
Jose Otero.
Hello, Damon.
Brian Altano.
Brap.
Because it's time to talk about Nintendo. I like it's more sophisticated. Brap, brap.
You set the stage at the right place. Yeah. I want to just join you here.
It's time to talk about Nintendo.
Okay.
This year, for the second year in a row, Nintendo is opting out of doing the traditional live press conference. And instead, they'll be airing a video online. They're calling it their digital presentation. Is that what they're
digital
calling
event,
it? Digital event. Digital event. So, we know they've already sort of set the stage. They're going to be talking a lot about Smash Brothers, right?
Yeah, oh, presumably. Absolutely. Yeah, they have to. That's a summer 2014 game on 3DS, and it's a winter 2014 game on Wii U.
And
then there are a bunch of other games they announced last year in passing, and in previous years, like X, right? And Shin Megami Tensei, Crossfire Emblem, the crossover game. So there are probably a couple of returning games that we're going to see.
It was announced before E3 last year, and then wasn't mentioned during E3.
Yeah, and you saw those really cool like screenshots of it, and yeah, it'd be nice to know how that game's doing, you know, good feel and whatnot.
Sure, we haven't seen anything on it recently. Yeah, yeah, Nintendo's interesting. They always kind of go to their own ways and their digital event or whatever that is.
Yep.
We might not even get all the games we're expecting during it, but we might get something else throughout the week. Like, for example, I think it was a few years ago we saw they did their presentation, and then 3 days later Miyamoto was doing interviews, and there was a poster on the wall of Twilight Princess, and no one knew what that game was then. And it was just like, oh yeah, so that's our new Zelda game. Take a picture if you want. It's a painting.
And that announcement in particular was so exciting, right? Because they had the Conan music in the trailer, and everyone just screaming, ready to run through a wall.
You're talking about Skyward Sword, right?
Oh, Skyward Sword, yeah. It was the first time we saw that game. Yeah. It wasn't at their press conference. And they will be doing stuff throughout the week,
Other meetings.
Other meetings and from their Treehouse presentations.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really interesting because when you get a press conference one shot, you get all this news that comes out at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. You got your Microsoft's got their Halos and all the other titles revealed all at the same time. I kind of like this spacing out where you get a surprise halfway through the conference.
Yeah. Sure. I like it too. I think that there is a lot of fan debate every year about who had the best press conference.
Sure.
So to sort of save your surprises and trickle them out throughout the week, it lessens the impact of that 1 hour. But still, it gives them more room to play with cool, crazy stuff. So,
but I mean, we'll get announced, a date for something like Bayonetta 2 finally. Mm-hmm. But then we'll also get, you know, like last year, the two sort of surprise games were 3D World and Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, which we had no idea were in development and were then rolled out. And it was like, hey, this is coming in 2013. So presumably we're getting two of those, right? Plus whatever NFP is, that's going to be a big highlight for them as well.
Tell us about it. I think NFP sounds cool, but a little confusing.
Oh yeah, for sure. Oh, so
it's this actual size.
No, it's not. But this would be kind of rad actually if you held this on a gamepad.
It's their Skylanders, right?
Yeah. So NFP stands for the Nintendo Figurine Project or Nintendo Figurine Platform, and it's basically leveraging and using the near field communication sensor that's built on every gamepad to scan in these figures. Now, we've seen the Skylanders model on Wii U, but it had to use a separate platform for that, right? Because you have to keep the figure on it at all times. Apparently, the way Nintendo is approaching this is sort of in line with what they did with Pokemon Rumble U, where you're just going to scan the figure once, and some data is going to get transferred back and forth. But the bigger deal is that it'll work across different types of games, at least from what they've shown.
So that's the question, right? Are they going to introduce it with Mario Party, which has, maybe has all the characters from the Mushroom Kingdom, but can also have like Samus and Link in it, and then it would transfer to something like Smash Brothers? We don't know yet, right? It's kind of a tough thing to figure out a game that has the same set of characters that can work across all of them, right? Like that's a weird thing.
Samus doesn't go to Mario parties.
But it could.
But
it
she
could,
does fight right? against Mario in
she does.
In
she does.
Smash Brothers.
But then the 3DS will use it too. There'll be a kind of an attachment, just like with Skylanders, that you plug into the 3DS so that you can scan the figures.
Yeah, but it's like a little
you don't need them. Don't need that for the Wii U.
Yeah, I mean, and flat out for folks, like the one thing you're not getting at E3 this year is you're not getting rid of the gamepad from the Wii U itself, right?
Like, you're not going to pull a Microsoft like they did with the Xbox One and Kinect?
No, I don't think so at all. I think that Nintendo, with something like NFP and with, they've constantly, the message has been since like January that it's on us to prove why the gamepad exists now, right? And us to bring out these titles that are going to show people
single player experiences that are sort of meaningful and that'll leverage this thing in a cool way. So I think you have to see that at the C3.
It's weird. I mean, there have been a couple of games now where the gamepad wasn't used a lot, and I thought those were indicators that they're moving away and that they are going to introduce a SKU where the gamepad isn't the pack in. As a matter of fact, when you play Mario Kart and you want to share a video out or something, you know, it brings up the screen for the gamepad and says, if you don't have a gamepad synced, hit back, right? Like, there are all these little hints that they could be planning for something like that, but then you have all these announcements that do rely on the presence of the gamepad, and let's be honest, I mean, that is their big differentiating factor from the competition, so I think we're going to see more software that actually uses the gamepad and more of an explanation why
it matters. Yeah, and I think there's no better indication of how to use that from Nintendo than something like a new Zelda game. Because I really like the way they handled it in Wind Waker. Like, that was really sort of testing things a little bit. Testing the waters, as they say. And sorry about that.
I like it.
It was good, thanks.
Well, Metroid can do it too, right?
Let's move past it.
Okay. I'm just trying to get
that was good.
It's going to get better.
So I think showing maybe an extended version of the tech demo we saw with the Wii U originally for the new Zelda game that looked gorgeous.
That's what I wanted to get to. Yeah. It's like Zelda. They've said last October they said they'll be talking more about Zelda at E3 2014.
Yep.
It's got to be in there,
right? Oh yeah, they're going to show it. They have to show it. It's a big temple, right, for Nintendo
fans. I'm expecting, I think right now they're sort of backed into a corner, so I think they can't get away with just the here's the logo and the song and a guy with a shield and goodbye. Like, they have to really kind of dig in a little bit more.
I think so. And it's like, I looked at my cheat sheet, but the last time where we had a big Zelda reveal, you know, non-3DS console was 2009. So it's been that long.
That was
2009 was the Skyward Sword reveal at E3.
Wow.
So it's been a long time for a console game. That same year, they also revealed Metroid Other M. And they also revealed Galaxy 2. So I actually think this year is going to be that kind of triple punch where they bring out these three franchises and show the new titles that got
Do you think it's Galaxy 3 year?
I don't know.
3 year? Or 3D?
Oh, just or the year Galaxy the year 3. For Galaxy 3.
Yeah. I mean, I would...
Let's move past that one.
It wouldn't make sense, right? Like, you first had your 3D world, which followed in the footsteps of Land, and now you have the other franchise. And Galaxy was a really popular game for Nintendo. Fans really liked it. When it was brought out in 2009 for the first time, people screamed and said, finally, another Galaxy, right?
Well, and it seems like, you know, a lot of folks, at least based on feedback that we hear, right, they love the exploration-based ideas of the Galaxy series or just like Mario 64 style in general.
Sure.
So it would make a lot of sense. I think it's too soon, but it makes a lot of sense.
They just had a 3D Mario, right? Yeah. Like, that's the only issue right there.
It's
but it was a very different game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't the full kind of exploration-based game.
But, I mean, Damon, like, there's also this this mystery 3DS game that we just heard about.
There is an unannounced 3DS game that they have a 90-minute presentation on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'll be presentation and Q&A, but it's like, what could that be? And we're all sitting here kind of like, well, I don't know, what could it be?
Well, that's where everybody wants to be Sherlock Holmes, right? You're thinking about, okay, they have a 90-minute presentation, so it can't be F-Zero, because you're going to have like three races and then,
love if it was F-Zero. What are you talking about?
Could it be a Star Fox? Well, no, you can play the entire Star Fox in 90 minutes, right? Like, what could it be?
Could be Metroid.
And so
that's what I want.
That could be it, right? Mm-hmm. But it's 3DS. I mean, could it be the 2D Metroid that we've always wanted? Metroid Dread returning or something?
Just Metroid. This Metroid Dread ship has sailed a long time ago.
No, it's gone. You're right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, or it could be something, you know, it could be an entirely new game where they have to take the time to explain the game concept from the very beginning, right? Like, the first time you saw Animal Crossing, you couldn't tell what it was by just looking at the gameplay footage.
Oh,
you needed somebody walking
through. I wonder if it's Daigaso Banbros. So they just had a 3DS installment of that come out in Japan, and that's the kind of game that at least North America does not know at all. Europe knows it because it came out over there as Daigaso Banbros and as something else.
That's cheating, though. That's not new.
It's not new, but it's new for us.
But it's also small.
You can do a 90 presentation on that.
But if you don't know, it's a rhythm game. I don't know if you've played it. You know, basically you tap along with music and it has all the popular.
That's fine. We could scan in Per Schneider, have him vocalize hello and welcome.
Maybe Daigaso Band Brothers, you put the figurine on it, unlocks the Mario music. There you go.
Just, you know, tossing that out there.
90 minutes of that, huh?
No, it's not going to happen. It's going to be more like, it's got to be a full-fledged game, something like an X or a Pokemon, like a bigger 3DS game.
I think it's something quirky. Not so much Banbros, but probably something along the lines of, you know, what they did with Animal Crossing, like you said, where it's there's so much weird things happening in this game that they need to explain all the systems. I don't think an F-Zero or a Metroid falls into that, especially not a 3DS Metroid, because that If that does happen, I would see it happening as 2D. I don't think they're going to go with the third, with the first person shooter angle on that again.
Maybe it's a Mario RPG.
Yeah, I just want to put out there, I'm half awesome. Kidding, because whatever it is, it better be big if you're spending 90 minutes on it with a Q&A. The only other Q&A like that is Masahiro Sakurai and Smash Brothers, which is happening, I think, the day before that. Mm-hmm. So
there's also that Hyrule Warriors game.
Yep. Ooh,
that Tecmo Koei's working on.
Mm-hmm. That still exists,
That's supposed to come out this year.
Yeah. Tentative title.
I'm sure they're, I'm sure they're going to show a trailer, but I have a hard time thinking that that will be the big focus of the conference, right?
Mm-hmm. If anything, they'll probably just show like other characters that are playable in it. Maybe, because Tecmo Koei games like Dynasty Warriors, there's always more than one playable character. And just the tentative title Hyrule Warriors suggests that there are more than one, you know, hero or warriors, you know. So maybe it's Zelda, maybe it's other ones.
But do you think it would take the place of a true Zelda sequel?
It should not.
I really hope not. Yeah.
It could be a fun experiment if it turns out to be that, or it could be something that people just kind of go, well.
No offense to that game, but if that game replaces the real Zelda E3, then all offense to that game.
Well, it's an important E3 for Nintendo. You know, it's obviously struggling with the Wii U, so if it's got something that it can use to start selling Wii U consoles, now E3 is the time to show it.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah, they probably want to ride the hype wave off Mario Kart 2, right, which is just coming out on the 30th, 2 weeks before, or a week and a half before E3, so.
And then they'll psych everybody up for Smash Brothers by revealing a substantial new character, right? Yep. Like, I mean, that's got to happen at E3. That's
Captain
a perfect
Falcon.
Time. To do the Here Comes a New Challenge. But Captain Falcon is kind of like an expected show.
Captain Falcon wants you to show him your moves. Like, I can see the poster
right
now.
Yeah. Well, and then F-Zero gets announced at the same time.
And then an F-Zero game gets announced at the same time.
We gotta be careful because, like, the one thing Nintendo has never done is given you, like, new installments in all their franchise, right?
Sure,
like,
they haven't.
You can't expect a Donkey Kong, F-Zero, Zelda, Mario, all that in one go.
When they're the only people making games for their platform right now, maybe that's the thing.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah.
Either that or get some third parties on the phone.
Yep.
Right. Thank you, gentlemen. We still have to talk about the third-party games of the show. Those will be some of the biggest games of E3, including Mirror's Edge 2, the new Star Wars Battlefront, Far Cry, Assassin's Creed. So that's next. Stay tuned. Welcome back to our special E3 2014 preview edition of GameScoop. We've already run down the first-party companies, Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, but some of the biggest games of the show will be presented by the third-party publishers. And here to talk with me, about these big games, Marty Sliva.
Hi.
Ryan McCaffrey.
Hello.
And Steve Butts.
Hello.
Now, two of these third-party publishers, Ubisoft and EA, have press conferences on that first day alongside Microsoft, actually sandwiched in between Microsoft
Ooh,
and Sony.
Right.
Delicious. Third-party sandwich.
Yeah. It's pretty hot stuff. Last year, EA revealed new Star Wars Battlefront and Mirror's Edge 2.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone is excited about it. Is it time to show more of those games?
I hope so. I mean, those were super teases. Those were like the very definition of teases. And so, I mean, I would love to see more of them. I feel like of the two of those, I think Battlefront is the one that we're probably going to see more of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean.
You think so? I mean, they had just gotten the Star Wars license a couple months before E3 last
year.
That's
true.
So I feel like that game is still way far away. I would suspect actually Mirror's Edge of the two is farther along.
But I mean, Battlefront is just... It would just be Battlefield, and then you'd right-click, and you'd hit Add Star Wars Art. And then all of a sudden the game started. Well, like, we did it.
Control-F, find and replace Battlefield, Battlefront.
Levolution with set. Cloud City.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Star Wars Battlefront is there. Mm-hmm. It is by far the title I'm most looking forward to in EA's lineup, with the possible exception of maybe Dragon Age. I'm not as big a Mirror's Edge fan as you guys. I'm looking forward to that.
But. I'd give you a middle finger if this were a R-rated show.
Wow, this got real.
It takes it very, very seriously.
But you're not into Dragon Age, huh?
No, I am. I actually, the first one, I've only played a little bit of each of the first two. The first one was actually intimidatingly big to me. Like, I played the first 3 hours. I liked it, but I was just like, I don't have another 100 hours to put into this.
Sure.
And then the second one, I think I just didn't even bother with. But a couple of the like world fly through videos they've put out recently,
for Inquisition.
It actually looks like Oblivion in all senses. Not only in that it's like a big open world fantasy setting, but apparently if I can gather this right, the plot of the game is you're like closing portals to another place, which is exactly what you did in Oblivion
portals. So, well, I did it for a while, and then I mean, thank you, I'm done.
Yeah. Next Gen Oblivion, I am completely all over, yeah. Even if it's a shameless clone. Which I doubt it will be.
That's coming out. That's October. This October.
October 7th. Yeah. Yeah. Along with every other video game. Yeah. October 7th.
That's a busy day.
Big month.
Yeah.
For games.
Yeah, and there's a tie-in with the previous game and the characters in it. So yeah. Yeah. But Star Wars Battlefront for me, if they show that, I'm happy. I don't need to see anything else.
Didn't they announce they were working on 3 Star Wars games? They had they got their license.
The Amy Hennig game.
So we know that, the Visceral one, which I can't imagine. I mean, if they show something, it would be the teasiest tease.
Because they started that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. and knowing, I mean, you know, getting the Star Wars license, they're going to have a lot of games in production, especially with news of the movie coming out in...
not until 2015.
Yeah, Christmas
so you think
2015.
Maybe E3 next year is when they really want to push the Star Wars stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't the movie holiday, like Christmas 2015?
Yeah, December
2015. All right, I'm going to bet $1 million right now.
Jeez.
Wow.
My gosh. Yeah, that's like 2 years' salary.
Yeah. Battlefront's going to be a holiday title that comes out right about the same time the film.
Got some movie levels.
Get that synergy going.
Sure. Ooh, that's a wordy Alex.
Yeah. I believe that. I mean, not that it really needs it. I mean, Battlefront is what, the best selling Star Wars thing ever?
Doesn't hurt, though, does it?
What about Battlefield? They're still having issues with Battlefield 4.
Which is a super bummer.
Like, do they have another Battlefield game? Like already?
I think they don't have another Medal of Honor game because there have been a couple of those and that hasn't really gone well critically or commercially. So you have to think that they're looking at what Activision's done with Call of Duty and really sort of having sub-franchises.
Sure.
That seems like a natural way for them to go.
Yeah.
Well, EA's already got the annualization model down with sports franchises. They understand how that workflow is.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. That'll be interesting to see if they actually do announce something at E3.
I don't know. For me, though, like Battlefront to me delivers what I would want in a new Battlefield.
Sure.
And it's a different setting, and it's cool characters and iconic stuff that resonates with me in a way that tanks and
so the shareholders need money, Steve.
I have a theory that Star Wars Battlefront is going to change its name to Battlefield Star Wars.
Really?
Yeah. I think they're going to just stick with the Battlefield. The thing as a brand, and that we'll get Star Wars ones.
I
bet you $1 million you're wrong. God, so much money.
it's like Ben Affleck at the
World Series of Poker.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah. I think that would be a smart move, actually.
Yeah, unite them under the same umbrella. Mm-hmm.
Jumping to Ubisoft, they just announced Far Cry 4.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Sure, they'll be showing that.
I would imagine if it's coming out in November. Yeah.
Yep. We also know they've got 2 Assassin's Creed games coming this year.
So we know they have one, and it was heavily rumored they have a second.
I thought they confirmed that.
In the call they said we are continuing to support current gen with whichever.
Unity is the PS4, Xbox One
version. That's the one that takes place during the French Revolution.
Comet is the PS3, Xbox 360 one.
In theory. I would imagine we're going to see Unity, especially, again, if it's coming out this fall, which they highlighted. Yeah, I would imagine we're going to see stuff on stage. Hopefully learn who this hero is, sort of more cool things you can do during the French Revolution.
Are you excited about it, though? I mean, setting has got me excited, and the follow-up on 4 is great, but another Assassin's Creed game, I don't know. I want to see something new.
So I would have said that after 3, but then
everybody said that after 4
got me right back on. Like, 4 was really cool, the boats. I was all aboard for all the pirate stuff. It seems like this game's going to have a much more serious tone than 4. Mm-hmm. I mean, the French Revolution was a pretty bloody,
pretty serious
time of just murdering people in the streets. we'll see. I mean, I always get excited.
Home field advantage, too, on that one. That's, you know, the game's being developed by French-Canadians, French Revolution.
Yeah.
They should know what they're
doing.
You know
the revolution wasn't in Canada, though, right?
What are you talking about?
Last year, Ubisoft revealed The Division.
Yeah.
Is it time for
and
an update on that?
What happened?
Yeah. Well, before that was Watch Dogs. They've sort of won the last couple of E3s.
That's kind
of
true. But now Watch Dogs is finally going to be out before E3.
No. Yeah. The Division, it's been confirmed 2015.
Delayed.
So we won't be seeing that this year.
It fired its delazors.
That's
old,
is that
old
a thing?
Joke. Not, I didn't.
I've never heard that before.
It's also
it's new to me.
Yeah.
In which case, I'll take
pre-owned jokes. I would imagine The Division is going to be at E3.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the window for that game's release is far too long. Like, it's hard for me to sustain much interest in a game where it's shown that early.
That's what happened with Watch Dogs, right?
Yeah,
exactly,
100%.
And I was super excited about Watch Dogs when it was sort of the, you know, there's a black, like, curtain over the system it's running on, and, oh my gosh, is this current gen? No way, it can't be current gen. They're not saying anything. and now it's just been so long. Like, it's coming out soon. Yeah. And I don't have the same enthusiasm now, being so much closer to actually being able to play it, than I had just sort of seeing it for the first time.
And now, I wrote up the new story in The Vision, and it is, they did confirm it is going to be at E3. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, my big thing is, if it's not till 2015, and it's not till maybe fall of 2015, probably. It means it's going to have three E3s. Which to me, that's too many. That's getting the last
Guardian territory. That's Chris Roberts territory.
You can't be doing that. That's spore territory.
Yeah, boy, that Freelancer trailer was really good. Remember last year's Freelancer trailer?
Last year, Ubisoft also unveiled The Crew.
Mm-hmm.
I got that.
I'm excited by that. I'm not usually a fan of racing games.
Yeah, that one seems, I like what they're doing with that one.
You played it recently.
Yeah, I played it recently for quite a while, and I liked it a lot. You know, it's very arcadey, open world. It feels like Burnout Paradise in an awesome way. Like, I love Burnout Paradise. But its whole hook is that you can go anywhere in America. You know, you can, and it's sort of seamless zoom out. I was driving in Manhattan, zoomed out, moved the cursor over San Francisco, zoomed in, and all of a sudden I'm, you know,
please tell me they licensed the Team America soundtrack so they could use
just use
America FBI as you're driving.
That's the only song they have.
That's it.
Just the last thing in 5 minutes later, like, this was terrible.
America!
The volume, it has control of the volume of the TV. We'll go down. Yeah. And I'm hoping, like you mentioned, with Watch Dogs and with The Division, those were the, like, and one more things at the end of their last two shows. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping they have a and one more thing. It's something crazy. I don't know. Beyond Good and Evil? I don't know if that's...
Beyond Good and Evil 2.
But then at the end of the Beyond Good and Evil demo, the camera pulls way back and somebody, there are hundreds of players in there.
They've never done that before.
I'm so over that.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six. It's been a long time since we've heard from Rainbow Six.
Rainbow Six Patriots is what... It's almost into like Last Guardian territory now. Right? It's just like, is this real?
I don't know if you guys know this. Colin thinks Last Guardian is going to be at E3.
Hasn't he said that in the last 83? Yeah.
I'm going to get him in here.
Yeah.
All right. Do you think they'll spend any time on something like Valiant Hearts?
I hope. Valiant Hearts, that'll be out by the end of June. So my hopes is that they show what's coming next on UbiArt. Because, I mean, you know, between Rayman and Child of Light and Valiant Hearts, those are three pretty interesting, unique games. Yeah. There are some rumors that the next Prince of Persia is going to be made in Valiant or in UbiArt.
Yes,
so,
please.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Really cool. Activision has two huge games coming this year, Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare, and Destiny.
Three.
What else? What's the third one?
Skylanders is a big deal. It's not our kind of game.
Sure, but it's a big game.
I got kids, so it's definitely my kind of game. I'm super excited about all three. They have a really strong lineup. And
I didn't catch you playing with your dolls again.
With Call of Duty and Skylanders, I mean, again, it's the annualization of it. It's hard for me to get super excited about Call of Duty, but Skylanders is a thing that's still super big at my house, so I'm definitely into seeing what they're doing with the Trap team.
And as we've talked about on Podcast Unlocked, it's respectfully, it's kind of time, it's like put up or shut up time for Destiny, where they've shown these, it's been this grand plan, it's huge universe, you're a part of it, huge narrative, but they've only ever shown like through the keyhole, where it's just like, there's a little... I see a little bit of it, so it's time to open the door and let's see what's going.
Yeah, and that's
I would. And I'm excited for that.
Yeah, and I mean, Activision doesn't have their own conference or anything, but I would imagine that's going to be on stage at Sony or Microsoft.
Well, they closely lined
Sony.
It with Sony.
Sony,
with
so, with the beta.
I would imagine it's part of Sony's press conference.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 15.
Next.
No.
I want to see Final Fantasy 15 and Kingdom Hearts 3. We got those little glimpses of them last year. I would love to see more. I mean, I think I'm the only person on this couch.
I love Kingdom Hearts. I'm excited about Kingdom Hearts. I can't muster any enthusiasm.
Everyone watching this is pumped for Kingdom Hearts because it was IGN's number one game of E3.
Yeah, in terms of hype last year, as far as traffic.
What games got clicked on last year? It was Kingdom Hearts.
And
3.
They showed nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, it was I want that Frozen level. Yeah. Give me that Frozen level.
Yeah, wasn't that shown during the Microsoft conference last year?
No.
Yes.
Part of their presentation.
It was Microsoft or Sony.
Yep,
Kingdom Hearts.
It was Microsoft or Sony.
It was not shown during the Nintendo Direct.
I wonder if it's time for Square Enix to show Bravely Second. For
I would 3DS. Love to see that. Wow. Holy crap.
They're bringing it here.
Yeah, one of my favorite. I mean, yeah, I hope we would maybe during the Direct or the Nintendo, whatever Nintendo's doing, their Treehouse Funhouse hangout.
Aren't we about due for a next-gen Deus Ex announcement? Isn't that? I mean, it's been, when was Human Revolution? That was
2011.
I think holiday like towards the fall 2011.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so I would love. Yeah.
Well, so speaking of that, is it time for Tomb Raider 2 to be revealed?
Too soon.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I think I wrote that backwards. I would love to see a hint at that? I mean, I imagine it has to be in the works, the first one.
Oh, yeah, we know that it's in the works.
Yeah, despite the fact that the first one, it was all like, oh, it underperformed. But now all of a sudden it's like, oh, no, it overperformed because of releasing it on next-gen consoles.
The definitive edition.
Yeah, yeah. Hope a tease. Maybe something from Hitman?
Yeah, we know that they're
that just came out, though. I mean, although they have announced that there were two Hitman games. One of them was at Eidos Montreal, the other one at IO.
Wait, what just came out?
Absolution.
But that was
2 years ago.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
Fall 2012.
Yeah. Was it?
He's been playing a lot of Hitman Go.
Yeah. That's true.
Which is good. Which is really good.
Hitman Go 2.
Yeah.
Let's make that happen. HitmanGoToMeeting.com. That should be ultimate product crossover. Make your meeting scheduling fun.
Assassinate your boss at HitmanGoToMeeting.
Yeah. Import your...
Hey, I'm not going to come to this meeting. I got one of these blue jackets, so you don't even see me here.
Bethesda will be showing more of The Evil Within. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one's coming out in summer.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to believe.
It will be a thing.
Yeah.
Last year, I think Witcher 3 won the Reader's Choice Award from IGN.
I believe you're right.
Deservedly so.
It won the IGN Award, right? Did we give it? It was our game of E3 2013. Yep. I talked to someone who was Polish.
Okay.
It was our game of last year.
Okay. It's a rare moment of national pride for you. You don't get very often in this industry.
I imagine we'll see that. That was another game that got delayed till
February,
2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be, I think, that and Dragon Age. They're going to have to sort of...
Well, Dragon Age comes out
several months before, but to me, I'm looking at both of them. I'm like, all right, you're both delivering really pretty, big, open world fantasy stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see. One's Polish,
Space
though.
It out, guys.
There can be only one.
There can be only one.
I don't know. I think they're slightly different audiences for each of those games.
Sure.
I mean, one's a little more tactical and one's a little more consequential in terms of the story. I mean,
Dark Souls and Skyrim came out within a month of each other, and those worked out fine.
2K has Borderlands, the pre-sequel, and Civilization Beyond Earth.
Yes.
And
most importantly, they have Evolve.
They have Evolve.
So that's the game that all of us who've played it earlier in the year at a preview event.
February.
And then at PAX East. Mm-hmm. Mitch went and stomped some fans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a monster. He was stepping on them. I'm really excited for that.
It's like Left 4 Dead, but like sophisticated.
Yeah. Well, cross with a MOBA, basically.
Yeah. So sophisticated.
I like Left 4 Dead. Yeah. I'm not knocking on Left 4 Dead, but like it's fairly, the characters are fairly homogenous. And it's sort of, you know, if you're playing, the first 5 minutes of the game, it's not that different from the last five minutes of the game.
Oh, gotcha.
As opposed to Evolve, where it's like, you really have to change things up on the fly. Like, the situation evolves quite dramatically with the next evolution of the monster. Mm. Super excited about it. But I'm also excited about Civ Beyond Earth. I'm a huge Firaxis fan. I love the Civilization games. And
it's basically a spiritual sequel to Alpha Centauri, because I guess is EA technically owns...
Yeah, EA owns that, so I have to be really careful about how they say this game is related to that.
We can say it's a spiritual successor.
EA doesn't own us.
But the 2K is like, lawyers.
But what I've always liked about Civilization is the historical aspect, and this doesn't have that. This is all speculative. It's in the future. You're on some alien planet, but it still has that awesome gameplay. And I'm just super excited to get my hands on that, because you can't get what you need out of that game in like a 30-minute demo, right? That's a game that you have to play till the sun comes up to really appreciate. And I'm setting aside time for that.
So you're saying you're going to hide out in the corner of their booth until
playing
until sunrise, try not to get kicked out.
Exactly.
Sega has Alien Isolation.
Yep.
I'm hoping that undoes a lot of the damage that was done to that franchise by Colonial Marines, and it seems. Ways to do that. It seems to be taking a different take on it. It's less about, you know, space marines and shooting things, and more about, holy crap, all I can do here is hide and just hope I stay alive.
I was one of many IGN editors that participated in our little video feature, How Scary Is Alien Isolation? So I played the, you know, that little slice of the PS4 version, and I just really, really liked it and got a good vibe from what I played. I mean, the setting is just, at least in that slice, was dead on. I mean, the art direction, the set direction, the sound work was all just like, even, you know, the monitors were all CRTs with scan lines in them.
I loved how...
Just, you know, like the future of 1979.
Yep. Absolutely. I love how they nailed that. Yeah.
That's really cool. Good. Yeah, it's...
I think that's another game that's coming out on that day of all games.
Yes, October 7th.
Yeah,
right.
Lord of the Rings, Drive
Club. Drive Club, yeah.
Dragon Age.
Sure. And
Last Guardian.
Yeah. Last Guardian. Party's Calling.
Metroid Prime 4, all those games.
Chris Roberts, Freelancer.
Perhaps finally, Warner Brothers has Middle-Earth, Shadow of Mordor, and Batman Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
Well, which is another October game.
Yeah.
Ed Boon, creator of Mortal Kombat, keeps making like really not so subtle tweets these days. So take that as you will. He tweeted a photo of, and this is just the latest in a series of these.
Yeah.
He tweeted a photo of a car, the back of a car, and it was a Lincoln. And it's the Lincoln MKX. And this, you know,
it would be Mortal
10.
Kombat 10.
So, like, come on,
the last Mortal Kombat was just called Mortal Kombat.
You would be really good, like, as like an FBI guy, right? Like, tracking down serial killers.
Well, he was clearly driving a Mortal Kombat 10.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Do you think maybe they could be announcing a new Mortal Kombat?
It's sure, and it does seem like it's about time for it, right? Because that studio's last game was Injustice, which was 2 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So it's kind of, I mean, it seems like that's pretty much a safe assumption.
I'm really excited for Arkham Knight, though. And for Shadows of Mordor, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people knocked that game early on as like an Assassin's Creed ripoff, or at least that's what it looked like superficially. But I'm excited to see what comes together with that game. Yeah. I think it's that's a cool world for a game that's like an Assassin's Creed style game. So I'm super excited for that. Mm-hmm.
Arkham Knight's the Batman game that, on paper, I've always wanted, right? Because, I mean, the two other Arkham games have been brilliant, but adding the Batmobile and letting me drive the Batmobile around an open world Gotham is like, always wanted that.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So you left off one.
I was going to ask, what have we missed? Done? What have we missed?
I was going to say Game of Thrones from Telltale. I'm super excited to see what they're bringing with that. I don't know if it's going to be at E3 or not, but like that's the next big thing from them. Yeah. They haven't shown anybody already. And with the show being super popular right now, I have to imagine that they're considering at least showing it at
E3. Yeah, sure. Because won't the TV season be coming about to an end?
The finale
right
should be.
I think there's three episodes left. Two episodes left.
But there's not one. I don't know when we're recording this because Memorial Day weekend. It's not on.
When are we recording this?
I don't even know. What happened to Game of Thrones, guys? We made it out of that wedding, all right.
I can't wait to see what Ned does to shake things up in King's Landing.
I don't know what kind of presence Telltale usually has at E3, but
honestly,
they have a small booth.
We know before Game of Thrones and after Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us is going to be Tales from the Borderlands.
Yeah,
so I imagine. I mean, we've already seen screens of that. Yeah. I would imagine we're going to see that before Game of Thrones. I would love to see anything from Game of Thrones, even if it's like just a snippet in any of the conferences. That'd be crazy. Yeah,
I'm hoping for. I hope Game of Thrones has. Well, not only I hope it's on next gen on the Xbox One and PS4, but I'm hoping that their engine has been given something of a facelift because it's, I mean, with all due respect, their engine's getting a little long in the tooth these days. So
I hope you get to play as Hodor and every decision is just Hodor. Hodor, that gotta be the best. The one last thing I wanted to mention was on the Thursday of E3, so pretty much after everything's wrapping up, they have the Horizon Indie Conference, which they had last year as well. And that was where they showed the first trailer for Fez 2, the first and last trailer for Fez 2.
Whatever happened to that game?
I don't know. Maybe we'll see more of it this year. They also showed Below and Sports Friends and a lot of really cool indie games. So I'm looking forward to that. See what's going on there. Fez 3. Just skip 2.
It seems like a lot to get excited for. Mm-hmm. A lot of good games to be shown at E3.
That's the thing. Sometimes people get cynical about E3 and just sort of the bloat and the sequelization of everything. I'm still excited to go and see these new games.
Yeah.
What E3 will this be for you? Like, what number?
15.
Yeah.
What?
It's awesome.
You're almost
like,
old enough to drive with a learner's permit.
Yeah. My E3 could grow a bad teenage mustache.
I'm not going to shave it. Right, exactly. It's going to grow in, I swear.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. E3, everything kicks off at 9 a.m. Pacific on Monday, June 9th. We'll be live streaming all day, so just plan to, like, sit yourself down, grab some popcorn, make yourself comfortable. Just plan to spend the entire day with
popcorn.
Us. Yeah. Morning, your breakfast.
He's not talking to you. He's not talking to you. You're going to have to work that day.
We'll be live streaming all the conferences. We'll have pre and post shows dissecting all the big announcements. And then for the entire rest of the week, we'll have lots of E3 exciting game coverage coming out. So thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time on IGN GameScoop.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Linsky.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.